May I have your attention, please? My name is Andy Black, and you need to understand that America's healthcare system is broken. They haven't found a single cure for any disease in over 60 years, even though America spends more money on doctor's visits, prescription drugs, physical therapies, surgeries, and specialists than any other nation on the planet. In spite of all that, America is dead last in ranking of all the industrialized nations. If Americans were living longer and had a higher quality of health than all those nations, that would be great. But the truth is, we are not living longer and we don't feel better. In fact, we have more disease and live considerably shorter lives than they do. Even their overall quality of health is ranked considerably higher than ours. So, thank you for choosing to listen to today's Health Update, the one place you can turn to learn the truth about America's sick care system. Truth is, the pharmaceutical system decided many years ago to never cure another disease. And in back rooms, you can hear them explain that there is simply too much money in treating symptoms of disease to ever release another cure. Today's health update is much more than just physical health. By listening to Roy Williams, you will learn how to support your health naturally, how to avoid using prescription drugs, and how to decrease pain and feel 10 to 15 years younger in just 1 month. Roy also keeps you informed about fake diseases such as COVID, and how to supercharge your immune system naturally, and what is fast becoming his most popular show, Freedom Fridays. So sit back, relax, and listen so you can begin to understand why so many say to Roy, your show is the shortest 30 minutes on the radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another Today's Health Update. I am Roy Williams, the guru of good health, the superintendent of supplementation. And of course, we want you to know the truth. So I've got someone on the phone with me today that's going to help me to help you to understand more about the truth of how the United States of America Incorporated works. And I've got Craig on the phone. Craig, it's good to have you on today.
Man, thank you for having me back.
Oh, you're welcome. Listen, I get a lot of compliments when you're on. So far, people say you got a great voice in what we're talking about. They want to know more about, and so I would start out today by challenging everybody to plan to come to Herbs and More the last Monday of any month. That's the last Monday of any month. We have a gathering of people who are interested in becoming states nationals or who are interested in learning more about how the United States of America and all of the subsidiaries, which are all your cities, all your counties, all your post offices, all of your banks, everything, or anything that claims to be a government agency, even the dog catcher, is a private for-profit incorporation under the umbrella of the United States of America Incorporated. No, ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully to what I'm about to say. It may shock you. No, ladies and gentlemen, you are not under the United States of America Constitution anymore. You are a citizen. Craig, tell them what a citizen is.
If you break the word down, city means municipal, and Zen would be employee. So for them to be able to adopt you into their policy making, they actually have made you a municipal employee and just forgot to give you the paycheck.
I was going to say, they ain't sent me a check yet.
Yeah, that's a great question if you ever end up in a courtroom.
Yeah, now, you know, something as simple as a traffic violation is actually an act of fraud if we were truly under the Constitution. Isn't that correct?
Absolutely, yeah. Mm-hmm. Actually, you can even go into calling it treason.
All right, explain that. Yeah, go ahead.
It's against the rules of the Republic. But that's, you know, I guess I should probably break the ice with this. We really, our founding fathers made one error in our Constitution, and that was not to allow a secondary system to work layered on an existing system, because that's how we've got where we are. That's what seems to be a real brain jerk. Like, there's no way, you know, all the different times it's that we just think, you know, that this is just too crazy. It really is just a layered system. There is a republic. It was left abandoned, and then there was an incorporation that was made to be more profitable, and it was fantastic ideas that came in from international bankers that said, hey, if we do this, we'll come out really good on top. And that's how we got where we are.
And the American citizen ended up on the bottom as basically servants or slaves to the incorporation.
Yes. Yes. When they actually franchised us and made us property, come to the class. I'll even share the court cases that the Supreme Court's very well aware. When they write about it, when they actually review things, they're very clear in how they have covered it. So there is, when you're talking about court cases, it's called jurisprudence. So I like to actually just look at the high level courts before we just take opinions from any old judge. So, you know, at least the Supreme Court looks out for the rights in the Constitution, if they hit it right or not, but that's the subject matter that they focus with.
Well, the way I understand it, part of our freedoms, as I'll call us what we are right now, citizens, we still have a right to travel, correct?
Yes. Yeah, the entire reason why we don't have checkpoints on state line. You can drive from Alabama to Tennessee or Tennessee to Georgia, or, you know, there is no, it's not Nazi Germany, and you do not have to serve the papers. So, you know, it's, we have that freedom. And somehow, being asleep at the wheel, they have usurped the freedoms, because if there's any point of coercion, which means if you have to pay to do anything that is within your right, then that's no longer a right. They have usurped some of your freedom.
So
you're having to pay for your freedom.
So are toll roads illegal? Something to think about.
The way the law sees, and anybody can look this up, you will find a wealth of information under the word locomotion. You have the right to move about the same as a hitchhiker using the side of the road. So
now they don't have to be licensed to walk down the side of the road.
Yeah.
Why do I have to have
a license plate on their backpack either?
Right.
So, you know, but if it's okay for them, it's also okay for the driver. The traveler of an automobile. And for this to actually, again, we're going to have to learn the word salad that the system has used against us, because commercial terms in the Uniform Commercial Code means motor vehicles are out there for commerce. Therefore, a vehicle is commerce. So when your police officer, and I honestly believe that a lot of police officers, they've been trained to do this and without knowing what they're doing. But they actually have you admit to driving and using a motor vehicle on your stop. Well, at that point, they have nothing else to do but to presume you're in commerce, and therefore they have the authority to regulate you.
Well, they
certainly, being in the private,
yeah,
you step away from the commercial, and there you have a private automobile and the right to travel.
So,
but it's not the common term.
So the right to travel literally means that as long as I'm in my private automobile traveling for my own purposes, I'm not doing it for an enterprise, I really should not have to have a driver's license. I really should not have to have a tag on my automobile, correct?
Correct. You know, just like the Fourth Amendment allows you to be secure in your papers, you really are not, and I have to be really careful because I don't want to encourage someone to get into trouble.
Oh, yeah, we're not suggesting that at all, yeah.
So, well, I need people to understand you can make a police officer very upset if you're not going to give them, if you're not going to ID. Now, the Constitution's clear, unless I am in the middle of doing something criminal or suspected to about ready to, which I can't stand because now we're going to play future cop, you know, and,
right.
Well, I had the premonition that you were going to break the law. That's so stupid. But it's... You know, you've got to be careful, and I already know where traffic stops have gone bad. You don't need to hold court on the side of the road. The police officer hasn't been trained in this. He doesn't know any better. So if you exercise a right to travel, then you need to do it with intelligence. And honestly, let them write you the ticket.
Yeah.
You know, take care of it in a court of law that understands or that interstands the language that the police officer really was never trained in. He was just told, this is how you do this. It's the reason why they ask you, do you understand? Because you're verbally entering a contract of their authority over you, and you have just lost the dominion that the Bible granted you, because we're supposed to be peers with each other, not one over another.
Well, remember, y'all, police means policy enforcement agent. They're not there to deter crime. They're not there to prevent crime. They are strictly policy enforcement agencies. That's why they give you a license. That's why they make sure you stop at stop signs. That's why they make sure you don't speed or go around the curve on the wrong side of the road, drive recklessly. But they're just, the policies say that. Now, you know, people are confused too, Craig, about the difference between mandates, ordinances, policies, and law. You know, I always believed that it was a law. Come to find out, about 90% of what I operate under is not even law.
Yeah, absolutely. Laws actually are passed through Congress.
Only through Congress.
But the codification is an adoption of rules of literally expired Roman emperors. It is statutes and the codification, or statutes and codes, is an example of Roman law that they have brought into the system, because in the incorporation, it's good business. In the Republic, it would not have ever been permitted.
Can you give us some examples of written codes that we're under? You just told me you just wanted to, there was something you wanted to share with the people today. And the codes, is that what it is?
Well, it is actually it's the Clearfield Doctrine.
Okay.
And you can look up, it's a Supreme Court case. And again, like the last time we spoke, I hope people have pen and paper ready, because what's being shared is verifiable. And you can Google it, look it up, and actually look into it for yourself. And it's, you'll be pretty surprised. So I highly recommend writing this down. or making notes of our conversation, because if you don't check into it, you're never going to find change.
Well, let me say this to everybody too, right quick, Craig. If you want to hear this show again, it's as simple as going to www.podbean, that's podbean.com, and when it opens up, just type in search today's health update, and then go through and find the title, which will have Craig in part of the title, and that's all this is about. Craig is on here for one purpose, and that's to educate us about becoming a state's national and how valuable it will be for you to do that if you truly want to get your original freedoms back. Go ahead, Craig.
This was actually, I'll get more into this, but Clearfield Trust Company versus United States, 318 U.S. 363 through 371. This summary of law was actually done in 1942. And what this says is really a benchmark against all incorporation of all businesses acting like a government. And if you'll give me just a second, I'll read a paragraph. There is a lot more than just a paragraph here, but this was Judge May's conclusion of law, and they were reviewing that the Dallas Police Department and the North Carolina Department of Transportation came up in this, and so they actually surmise they're both private entities that do not fall within the executive branch of state government. This decision was upheld in judicial review by Judge Ridgway, which means that every police department in the country, every single police department in the country, is a private entity. In other words, private contractors and private for-profit businesses. And I love the judge's example that said, so if a Wackenhut security guard driving an armored car pulled you over and tried to give you a ticket, what would you do? See, governments descend to the level of a mere private corporation and take on the characteristics of a mere private citizen. I'll leave it at that point, because we'll get really off into a deep subject. But you can actually look this up under either Clearfield Doctrine or the Clearfield Trust Company versus United States. It was published in 1942. And you can check to see which government entities are actually incorporated, claiming to be a government. And all you have to do is check the Dun & Bradstreet number on them. And if they are, they're incorporated. And in the summary, it actually says, governments are to provide a service, but incorporations are literally there for the private for-profit business.
So they're operating under the color of law.
Yes, and color means fictional for everybody. That was a huge jump in understanding that I had to actually do. So you can even, in the U.S. Code Book, I believe it's 18 U.S.C., 242, which is a violation of your rights, and under the color of law. So they've already acknowledged, if you interpret that, it is literally a violation of rights in the fictitious exercise of law.
Now, and the only way they can make this stick on us is because they have made everyone who self-determined, who checked the box that said, yes, I'm a U.S. citizen, because we checked that box, we self-determined that we are a municipal servant, therefore, we're not under the Constitution of the United States, we're under the United States Incorporated, because it's plain to the public, an incorporation can only do business with another incorporation, right?
Yes. Yeah. A privateer, as a private individual, you cannot sue an incorporation. But the same in turn, the incorporation cannot sue a private individual. Part of the reason, and it's not cloak and dagger stuff, but part of the reason of me limiting how much I'm sharing of my own identity is that I'm pursuing to step into the private. Therefore, my matters are becoming more and more private, and they're not public. If you notice, Freedom of Information Act, you can even get people's salaries, what they make. You can get all of that information because it's all in the public. But when you step into the private, things become private. Wow. So the importance of your name is something that will come up and we will teach about, because through you lost standing through them modifying your name.
Explain that to people, that we're under maritime law.
Under maritime law, which is admiralty. If you corner somebody in law, either an attorney or a judge, they would more than likely admit to statutory. But the Constitution really only covers a common law and admiralty law. So our court systems are really exercising, they're actually exercising equitable law more so than, you know, because there is no such thing as a statutory law. I think that's defrauding people, because, you know, we're told, well, we're innocent until proven guilty. But when we go into court, we find that we have to prove our innocence.
Right.
So there's kind of a bait and switch. And I don't want to call out the legal practice itself, but people actually have an understanding and they want to go in and share the truth. And if they do, they're going to be absolved of the matter, and they end up getting their hand slapped because the judge wasn't interested in the truth. It was more about the fact and the facts.
Well, doesn't it say in the legal systems in America that no truth, or was it no truth or justice, or what is it, will be talked about in this courtroom? It ain't justice. What is it? No truth or fact. No truth or fact will be discussed in the courtroom. If they allowed you to tell the truth, you would not need a jury. You would not need a lawyer. They don't want the truth in the courtroom. All they want to do is prove that you broke one of their ordinances, and because you're a citizen, a municipal servant, you have to pay a fine for it. Now, explain to the public that courthouses are nothing but banks, right?
Yes. Yeah, there's a... The courthouse is a bank, the post office is a bank, and the banking system is a bank. The banks actually exercise what is known of water law. So does the court system. The court system is actually a banking law. If you notice, if you've ever had a ticket or if you've got a copy of an older ticket, just look, because the police officer filled out an affidavit and handed you the ticket. But the affidavit is accepted in the courtroom as fact. Well, it's the same thing that you do when somebody steals your ID or steals your identity and puts charges on your bank account or your credit card account because they got a hold of the numbers. If they did it electronically, it doesn't matter how they did it. But when you've got fraudulent charges in the financial side of things, you tell the bank, hey, I don't agree with those charges. I didn't do those. The bank goes ahead and fills out an affidavit and notifies the people who actually had that transaction that they're calling out that transaction. And that, just by saying that, the bank is doing the affidavit for you. So they present the affidavit so they can dismiss those. Affidavits are actually accepted in courts as fact.
Wow. You know, so go ahead.
This entire, a lot of stuff that we're going to have to learn is how to communicate with the government, because they're not interested in taking an appointment and talking to us. The only time they really have time for us is when they're asking for our vote.
That's right. Yeah, that's great.
You really need to learn how to communicate with the government, with offices, and that's something that we can cover.
Well, let me share with everybody something. My wife and I were discussing the other day part of the state's national things, and one of the things I wanted to point out to her was that, you know, in reality, I said, what do you think is the largest bank in Limestone County, which is where we live? And, of course, she says, well, I imagine it's Regions. And I said, no, it's the courthouse. And she said, the courthouse is not a bank. I said, oh, yeah, it's absolutely a bank. It's a private, for-profit organization. And, by the way, you can go to Dun & Bradstreet and read what I just told you. Well, I had a gentleman that went to the courthouse the other day, and he typed this in and sent it to me or texted it to me. He says, you guys will appreciate this. He says, I bought a truck, traded in my car, so went up to the courthouse to transfer my tag. He says, this does not apply to states, national, so don't matter. He said, so wasn't many people around, so I asked the girl who gave me my ticket number about how many people came through here on a daily basis for new tags, renewals, license, etc. She said, we average about 800 people per day. I went, holy smokes, he said. I mentioned 360 plus days per year, the amount, dollars, etc. She says, I know. She says, crazy, ain't it? And she says, I know it's wrong, but that's what's going on. So I did some simple math, he said. He said, if each person pays $150 each time they go, each person that goes in there, times 800 people a day, listen, ladies and gentlemen, this one small department in the courthouse is bringing in $120,000 a day, times 5 days a week is $600,000 per week, times 51 weeks is $30,600,000 a year. You know, Craig, I'd call that a bank.
Well, and they actually, they truly are, even if you get to the right paperwork, they truly are a bank.
Absolutely. So well, we got about a minute left. We only cover so much, y'all, so let me encourage you again. Please plan to attend last Monday of each month, Herbs and More. It's at 5:30. We're usually done by 7. You can stay as long as you want or as little time as you want. There's no charge. We will teach you more about becoming a state's national. It's one of the most exciting things I've been around in my entire life. And listen, folks, you're not alone. There's over 30, is it how many million, 35 million now?
I'm not sure, but yeah, I've heard numbers in the 30 million.
30 million mark. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to today's Health Update. Craig, thank you for coming on. We'll do this again next week. Until then, ladies and gentlemen, tell everybody about this. Share this information. Go to podbean.com, type in today's health update, and then do your search. You'll find a title. Until next time, may God keep blessing all of us with abundant health.
As I said earlier, thank you for choosing to listen to today's health update. If you like what you heard, please consider sharing it with others who need to know the truth. To hear this or any of Roy's shows, go to www.podbean.com, www.podbean.com. And remember, you can learn more by going to our website, www.nhcherbs.com. That's www.nhcherbs.com. Or you can call to get more information at 256-757-0660.